agency staff heard some different opinions than they had collected the day before in Dillingham.
I have been working for Pebble since 2006, 11 years. I am very grateful that I have a job that I can put food on the table, pay bills, have private insurance, get what my kids need and want, to enjoy the luxuries of a car, four-wheeler, boat, snow machine, new furniture, and the best part is I don't have to get up and leave my community.
The proposed determination ignored and undermined all the existing federal and state processes. These are state lands set aside for mineral development.
But when EPA tried to implement the 404C Clean Water Act, they took away our say in our own property. We can make good decisions for our own land, and we don't need the federal government to create more unwanted regulations.
We're fortunate the resources such as oil and gas, minerals, are available for us to make a living, as we're fortunate that resources such as fish and game are available for us to fill our freezers. No one should be so naive as to believe that Alaskans will choose one to forsake the other.
That was Margie Olympic from Illiamna, John McKinnon from Anchorage, Laureen Anilan from Illiamna, and Daniel Gallagher from Anchorage, all who spoke in favor of the withdrawal. Several industry representatives were on hand in Illiamna, telling the EPA that there was no reason to preempt the NEPA process. Among those was Deantha Crockett, Executive Director of the Alaska Miners Association.
It's inappropriate to preemptively reject a project. Accordingly, EPA would be acting in good faith if it withdraws the proposed determination. This only puts us at a starting line, the chance to apply in the first place and begin review of a mine plan. This is not the mine moving forward. Investors bringing jobs to Alaska must have the assurance that after spending significant amounts of money, a plan will be reviewed objectively and according to science and law.
Clyde Trefon from Non-Dalton says he's been watching the Pebble Project up close as a bear guard for about a decade. Like the mine's most outspoken critics, he says he too lives off the land and waters of Bristol Bay, but he's keeping an open mind about Pebble for now.
Our village corporation just signed on with the mining company, so that puts us in a position to where we say you guys should withdraw, because we are in a totally different situation now as our village. But there's a lot of groups here that talks and say that they're all for Bristol Bay, whatever, but nobody speaks for me. I speak for myself. There ain't a group here that says we're speaking for the whole whatever. That nobody does that. I speak for myself.
Merritt Carlson Van Dort works for Pebble and told the EPA staff that during their renewed field work this past summer, small though it was, the company employed 41 people from the Bristol Bay region.
From Illiamna, New Halen, Kakanak, Non-Dalton, Kaliganik, Nustiahok, Leavelock, and Igiagig. Was it enough? No, but it was a start.
Those jobs are part of why Raymond Wassley from New Halen told the EPA that he supports the withdrawal of the preemptive restrictions.
The reason why is I don't want to make that decision for the kids of the future, because it'll be their time to step up and justify what they want to do.
But many speakers on hand Thursday, including Renee Zakar from Igiagig, criticized EPA for considering rolling back the restrictions as they voiced fears about the mine's potential impact on Bristol Bay's clean water.
Our renewable resources like fish, game, and anything gathered from our land and water is both culturally and monetarily important to me, my children, and my community. I testified the last time EPA came around. I cheered and cried thankful tears when I was told that the Environmental Protection Agency would indeed help us protect our environment.
Everett Thompson, a commercial fisherman from Naknek, also spoke up in favor of finalizing the 404C protections.
The only true economy with longevity is a renewable economy, and we have that. It is scary to keep investing into the fishery with an ever-looming threat of Pebble Mine. Please do what is right. Do not withdraw your Clean Water Act proposed determination.
The listening sessions in Illiamna and Dillingham the day before were the only two of their kind EPA scheduled as part of its public comment period that closes October 17th. Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage contributed to this report. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.